Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you for the few minutes that I am with you. Today, I want to share with you from God's Word. The Bible is just not a book. It's the living Word of God. And when we read His Word, we're encouraged and we're uplifted. And today, a lot of you need encouragement. I know I need encouragement in the time that we're living in now. We need hope, we need encouragement, and we need joy. Amen to that. Let me pray with you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you reach down and touch the hearts of the men and women that are listening. And God, I ask that you give them revelation knowledge, those that are not born again, that they must be born again. And I pray, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that you reach down and let them know that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray, Lord, right now in Jesus' name, make it known to them that they must be born again. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. You know, when my grandson was little, we had a room, a church had made us a room upstairs in the church, and when we would come in off the road with our mobile chapel, we would have this nice little apartment that they had made for us, and we would stay there while we were ministering at the church. And my grandson, who lived close by there, he was just a little fella, about 4 or 5 years old then, he would come see us. When he would come inside the church, he would come to the bottom of the steps, and he would just start climbing up the steps, and he would holler to me, "Hear me come, Nanny, hear me come." And you know, when I would hear that voice, I can't tell you the joy that just flooded my heart when I hear my grandbaby holler, "Hear me come, Nanny, hear me come." And I thought about that so many times, how that made my heart happy when I knew my loved one was coming. But also, I want to remind you of a scripture today that out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." Verse 16 says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise." Verse 17, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with him. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." I come by to tell you that we're saying to Jesus, "Hear me come." We're getting ready to go to him, but he is getting ready to call us unto himself. I truly believe that it's not going to be long till Jesus comes. And I want you to be ready. I want you to be able to say, "Hear me come, Lord. Hear me come." And that's a sweet, you know, and he wants to hear that as much as we want to hear that he's returning for us. As we look out in the world today and you listen to the news, it's heartbreaking to see the condition that our country is in and to know that the only remedy for it is the Lord God. And my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. He promised to forgive us of our sins and to heal our land. And that's the only hope that we have. Hear me come. We need to come in repentance. We need to come hearing his word and knowing that he's getting ready to take us home. I was singing an old hymn, getting ready to lead it in the church service. An old hymn, it says, "Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his amazing grace." And you know, before I began to lead that song, I just prayed in my heart and I said, "Lord, oh, I want to see you." I said that with all my fiber. I said, "Oh, Lord, I want to see you." And as plain as day, in my spirit, he spoke to me and he said, "And Blondie, I want to see you too." You know, that's a two-way street. We want to see him, but he wants to see us. Hear me come, Lord. Hear me come. Every step that we take in faith is a step closer to glory. Every day that we walk the face of this earth and live for him is a day closer to Jesus. Every breath we breathe is a breath closer to Jesus. Even in death, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hear me come, Jesus. That should be our saying of each and every one of you. And I pray today that if you cannot say that, that today you'll decide in your heart that I'm going to make things right with God and I'm going to receive Jesus as Savior. And then, too, I can say, "Hear me come, Jesus. Jesus is coming soon."